Today is day 42 of St. Mark's journey through the Psalms for Lent, and today is the 12th of April. We're reading Psalm 130. Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, so that we can with reverence serve you. I wait for the Lord, my whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. Psalms 120 to 134 are collectively known as the Songs of Steps, the Pilgrim Songs, or the Songs of Ascent. The Christian life is a climb, a journey of constant growth, sacrifice, and trusting God for what we cannot see. We're pilgrims, but we're also disciples, always moving and always learning. The Psalms of Ascent were sung by worshippers as they made their way up to Jerusalem for the annual feast. It seems very fitting, therefore, that yesterday in Holy Week, I completed the Yorkshire Three Peaks Challenge, climbing Penny Gant, Wernside and Ingleborough in under 12 hours. I did it in 11 hours and 8 minutes. That's a 2,153 metres ascent and just under 26 miles in total. Yes, I am pleased with myself. And yes, this morning I'm aching. The flat bits and even the descents didn't feel too bad, but as I scrambled up steep rock steps battered by strong winds and others in my group swept past me, there were moments where I felt like the psalmist, crying out from the depths, Lord, hear my voice, let your ears be attentive to my cry. Several times I found myself trusting God that the summit was near, even though I couldn't see it, and that in my breathlessness I would reach it in a reasonable time and state. There were moments where I just had to stop and catch my breath, and I sensed God's presence most deeply in those moments. And as instead of focusing on the mountain, I took time to survey his creation, to thank him and renew my hope. Just as I took on nourishment and energy to keep me going, as it says in verse 5, we need to put our hope in God's word. Spending time in his word and the Bible will always inspire our hope. Psalm 130 encourages us to put our hope in the Lord. Sometimes as we look at others on the same journey as us, maybe there is a temptation to compare, to think that they find the challenge a little easier than us. Maybe they're more fit for the task of following Jesus. Maybe I should just admit defeat. But when we recognise the hope that is ours, God doesn't keep a record of our sins, the times we fail and want to give up, that the Lord has an unfailing love for us and he wants to help us conquer that mountain. He made a way for us through Jesus' death and resurrection so that the stuff we can't do on our own, he has made a way. If today you are struggling on the journey, if just keeping on is tough, I think this psalm encourages you to trust in God. Remember that he has gone ahead, he has made a way. The pain and the ascent will not last forever. And when you make it to the next trig point, the view will be amazing. Let's pray. God, I thank you for your unfailing love, that you have redeemed us and we are yours. I pray that your ears would be attentive to the cry of those who are really struggling today, when just putting one foot in front of the other seems to be impossible. I pray that they would know your sweet presence and know that they are carried by you. Amen.